Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, a pleasure as always to have you back. And you know, in some ways, I'm almost a little bit reticent to do this week's location because I have spent a number of holidays in Leitrim on a barge. You know, it's such a beautiful, beautiful part of the country that seems to be kind of under the radar still. So as I said, I'm a little bit reticent because I don't want everybody to go there and ruin it. But you know, we haven't discovered Leitrim on Travel Talk ever. So I think it is, as we continue our staycation series around Ireland, we can't really ignore it, in fairness.
No, absolutely. And it's a funny one because it's such an interesting place, Leitrim, actually, with the history there in Carrick on Shannon. And I mean, famous, of course, for Loch Allen and, you know, the Emerald Star, like the amount of people that are going cruising now down the Shannon from Carrick on Shannon as well and having great time. And of course, it borders Fermanagh and Roscommon and Sligo. It's only got 32,000 population. I think it's like 613 miles, square miles. So it's not a massive, I think for the size and amount, I think it really punches above its weight. I mean, for people that haven't maybe been to Leitrim, I suppose from a tourism point of view, famous for like boat cruises, bike trails. They've got gorgeous castles. There's lots of things to do there, in fact, in a small place. And it's a little oasis, I suppose, of waterways. And I must say, Cara, when I was there, the people were just so, so friendly. And probably one of the best ways to see it is from the beautiful waterways, which are kind of peppered throughout the country.
Absolutely.
From Carrick on Shannon, Loch Earn, of course, beautiful. And the boat tours there are really nice. Now, just to give people an idea, if you did want to do that, they're still available up to the end of October, Carol. The boat cruises, like one I mentioned there, Emerald Star, that I know, they're going until the 31st of October. There's different price ranges. You can start off with like four berths and it goes up. If you look at Emerald Star, I think .ie is the website, you'll see them there, Carol. And you can go right up to very fancy boats. Some of them are absolutely gorgeous. And you can travel, of course, all the way down to Terry Glass and beautiful, you know, so much you can do and see there. And you can go on those canalways, as you know, all the length of Ireland, which is incredible.
Can I just give people a little
tip,
I suppose, here, that if you are going to do a barge trip on the Shannon, you would be advised. Now, going through the locks is really great fun. And I think at this time of the year, probably, you know, you'd be fine. If you're doing it in the summer, it can be a pain in the butt, actually, because you could be stuck for a long time if there's a lot of people. If you actually go north, there are no locks. So you can go all the way up on the waterways and you don't have to stop at all. And it's absolutely stunning. So that's my little tip.
That's wonderful. So you can go all the way up into kind of up to Loch Earn direction. Is that the way?
Yeah. And up into Enniskillen. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and Enniskillen, of course. Lovely. Yeah. You can visit Nathan Carter there, Carl, as well. He lives there. Yeah. Love Nathan. One of the great castles as well. People love the sites, the historic Loch Rinn Castle Estate, which is only 20 minutes from Carrick and Shannon. That's a beautiful, magnificent place there. Now, you can actually stay there, of course, as well. And it's kind of one of the Northwest's most kind of luxurious locations on a stunning lakeside there as well, and has a beautiful walled garden. Electric bike trails have become a big thing there, Carol, because, you know, you have the Shannon Blue Way now, which is the 20 kilometre circular route, which goes from Leitrim Village to the lovely Drumshanbo. And you can hire your bike there from the electric bike trails people at Leitrim Village. And you can do the whole beautiful, tranquil, traffic-free loop. And that takes in all those lovely floating acres, the lake boardwalk. For now, Carol, when you want to get away, get outdoors, you know, not to be around too many people, it's super. You can pack a picnic. They've loads of lovely benches along the way as well for al fresco dining as well. So that's really, really nice. The heritage centre there as well, I thought was really good, Carl. The Kilty Clogher Heritage Centre. It's a really good one. It's all about the life of the political activist Sean MacDiarmida. You know, he was one of the signatories, of course, of the Proclamation of Irish Independence. And the exhibition is largely focused around his role in the 1916 Rising. His cottage is nearby. It's the last remaining home place of any of the seven signatories. I found it very, very interesting. It kind of reminded me a bit about almost a bit of like Kilmainham Jail here in Dublin sort of experience. And then, of course, Manor Hamilton Castle and Heritage Centre as well. You know, the plantation era buildings, that offers a fabulous insight into the kind of turbulent history of Ireland with the ruling British overlords. Again, today you have a permanent exhibition that runs there. Now, it's of course, that is all open for everybody. We all know that Dublin is the only place at the moment that museums are sort of not open. So everything is open there. They've 17th century artifacts. They've replica period costumes, gorgeous furniture from the castle. And you really go back in time and you see what life was like in this kind of grand pile long ago. And that's one that I think is really, really nice. And then if you're interested as well in wellness and sort of organic food, there's a great place, the Organic Centre at Ross Inver. And that's kind of what's known as Leitrim's Bohemian North. That has gorgeous, fresh produce, great inspirational ideas to take things home and put into your back garden or your balcony. The whole centre has a grass roof, Carol, which is really cool.
Really?
And it was actually awarded the most appropriate building located in the countryside by Antashka, which is quite nice for them.
Sorry, Ed, where is this again?
It's in Ross Inver, R-O-S-S-I-N-V-E-R.
Ross
yeah.
Okay. Lovely. I must make a note of that for when we can eventually head out of Dublin to do more exploring.
Yeah, yes. It's Leitrim's Bohemian North, so it's really, really nice. You can actually enroll, Carol, in one of their many gardening courses as well. And they do loads of things online as well, which is nice. There's another lovely place there as well, Parks Castle, you may know, which is all about the rulers of the Kingdom of Breffni. Again, plantation era, the fortified manor houses. That's on the shores of Loch Gill, which is absolutely gorgeous. That was originally the stronghold of the O'Rourke clan. They have lovely round towers and you can explore the whole fascinating past of the castle there, Carol, as well, with an audiovisual exhibition. And they're really good at sanitizing everything to do with the audiovisual exhibition. I just have to tell you that. Very, very clean. And again, so there's loads of lovely things to do there. And for me, I didn't realize, you know, that there was so much there. The history I found fascinating and the culture. And just in terms of where to stay, but there's a fabulous hotel there, the Bush Hotel. Now, you might know the Bush Hotel in Carrick and Shannon. It's one of Ireland's oldest hotels. It's steeped.
I think I might have stayed there, actually.
Yeah, it's steeped in history. It's got loads of memorabilia from the past there as well. Now, that was restored as a boutique heritage hotel. It's in the centre of Carrick and Shannon. It has, I suppose, how to describe it to people, it's open fires, kind of lovely themed lounges. They have a lovely coffee shop. They have 50 lovely rooms, gorgeous mature gardens, Carol, great park, secure parking and all that. But it was Ireland's first eco-label hotel under an EU scheme recognizing exceptional environmental care and awareness, which was actually not an easy award to get. So again, it just goes to show you. And there's loads of lovely attractions in that hotel, Carol, as well, like there's forest parks around the area there. And you can go fishing, of course, as well. But they're doing specials there, Carol, from 125 for two people, dinner, bed and breakfast.
Fabulous. That's very good.
Yeah, they're doing two night packages, including dinner. Now, the Bush Hotel in Leitrim is part of the Original Irish Hotel Group. If you look originalirishhotels.com, they have got gorgeous, 50 over 50 gorgeous hotels, which are part under their umbrella. But the word I'd use, they're very associated with, quality and very good food. And again, I thought it was really good.
Carrick on Shannon is a lovely little town as well.
It is, absolutely. Okay. And just wanted to say to you there, the last thing I wanted to mention was just about the Drumshambo, the sheds, the distillery there. They've done a fantastic, it's another journey into the heart of rural Ireland. And they've done an amazing thing there. It's the first distillery in Connacht in 101 years. So PJ Rigney, PJ Rigney, he's the famous distiller there, the home of Drumshambo gunpowder gin. But they also have a single pot still. So they make other very interesting drinks as well, like whiskies. But if you sign up for the tour, it's lovely. It's only something like €15. And you get a special tasting of their Premier Grand Cru Irish whiskey. I didn't even know you could do a Premier Grand Cru Irish whiskey, Carol. It's really good.
I wouldn't be a whiskey connoisseur by any stretch of the
imagination. No, I know. Of course, you try the famous gin and tonic there. And then they have a lovely Honey Badger bar, which is kind of in the beautiful botanical glasshouse. And I must say, it was just gorgeous. And they do special deals for seniors and young people as well, for student guys. So it's a great place, the Shed Distillery, thesheddistillery.com, Carl. That's a really, really good place. Don't miss that when you go there.
All right, Ed. Now, is there a go-to place for
Leitrim? Larry Cunningham, lovelyleitrim.com. Larry was the first Irish singer to ever get into the British charts. Did you know that? Yeah.
You can't knock that, can you? You can't knock that.
No, but yeah, there is absolutely. I think, Carl, actually, discoverireland.ie/Leitrim has a fabulous, like, everything up there. It's really, really great. And as well, the one I was saying to you there, Original Irish Hotels is super. I said the Bush Hotel is on that. And Emerald Star, if you want to do the cruising.ie and the Shed Distillery.com. But discoverireland.ie has a great section on it. Lots of really good stuff happening up there, Carl. And I must say, I'm a convert now to Leitrim, I must say. And it is lovely, Carol. It is really lovely. It is
very lovely, Leitrim, I have to say. All right. Thank you so much for that. And we'll put that information up on the Travel Talk website for you as well if you missed any of it. And again, if you have any questions, a reminder, Ed is always here to answer them for you. Ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, have a great weekend. And sure, we'll chat again next week.
Yes, Carol, the same to you. All the best.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.